Atonement. In this eternal, joyous prayer, we find the true atonement, or the oneness of being. Jesus' whole life was a constant atonement. Jesus so lived the Christ that he had continuous resort to his true selfhood. This resorting with the Father, with prayer, recuperated Jesus for the day's work. What a marvelous definition this is for prayer, that it is resorting with the Father. Living the Christ simply means the full acceptance of your divinity. It is never to think in terms of duality. It is alone with your own being, always resorting with the Father. To Jesus, oneness with the Father was the greatest of reality. No being was so present to Jesus as God. To him, there was but one creator, one creation. It was always the way the Father was appearing at the moment. It was no effort to this pure Christ shining to see the nothingness of personal sense. It simply was not a reality to be coped with. Jesus' oneness with God was not occasional. It was in perfect continuity. It was not partial from a sense of duty. It governed him as the original law of his being, God's being. This is the one and only being. This is the reason he could always speak of Father and Son as one. It never occurred to Jesus that he was usurping the divine prerogative to say, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." He never had a personal sense of himself. He knew that if anything good was occurring, it was his Father. So he said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." He that has seen effect has seen cause in operation. Then Mrs. Eddy says, "Jesus acted boldly against the accredited evidence of the senses, against Pharisaical creeds and practices, and he refuted all opponents with his healing power. They hated him because he exposed their creeds and dogmas. Catholicism would hate him today for the very same reason, because he would expose their creeds." Mrs. Eddy says, "The atonement is a hard problem in theology. When theology is trying to get fallen man back to his God, in that theology, atonement is a hard problem. Jesus taught mortals the opposite of themselves, even the nature of God. Paul later wrote, 'Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.' The moment we are willing to put aside the personal sense of self and permit the Christ to come forward, at that moment we are experiencing the atonement." Mrs. Eddy once declared to her students, "All is infallible now. I am infallible." The same students rebelled and said to their leader they were expressing quite the opposite. Our leader held her ground and said, "All is infallible now. I have told you the truth." But it riled the personal to be told the infallibility of principle is man. What is man but principle's infallibility in operation? But mortal mind insists it is a person that must learn of God. Christian Science says man proceeds from principle. Man rests upon principle, is principle's own operation. This is your atonement. This is your infallibility. Man is not in the process of becoming man. Man is emanation. Emanation coming out from God. Jesus was so constantly conscious of his oneness with the Father, he refused to think of himself in a dualistic attitude. He acknowledged that the faultlessness of the perfection of that which he called God was the faultlessness and perfection of that which he called the Son. He honored his Father by admitting the immaculateness of all being. He constantly maintained this oneness in face of all opposition. That is how he healed. He said, Which of you convinceth me of sin? There is no record in the Bible where Jesus had reproached himself or regretted anything he had ever done or said. He never uttered a word to indicate that he had taken a wrong step, neglected a single opportunity. He constantly acknowledged his own God-being. Animal magnetism is constantly asserting that you know something of your divinity today, but remember 2 years ago or 10 years ago, you didn't know it. Remember the harsh words? Remember the sin? Always see that animal magnetism is always talking about its own concept. It is not talking about yourself. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet as person, they shall be white as snow as divinity. Animal magnetism says there is guilt or condemnation, but be your bright shining self here and now. There must be no sense of condemnation. When something seems to appear to deny your Christ being, suggesting we were thoughtless, unkind, sinful, let us have resort immediately to our true selfhood and rejoice. I never left heaven for earth. Animal magnetism, in the guise of thought, cannot hide the purity of my being. Purity does not necessarily mean the absence of sin. Purity means to have God absolutely all. Too frequently, students think of impurity as sin. That isn't true. It is to have something besides God. That is impurity. To have God all is purity. It will make the human concept appear to the world as pure and wholesome. Jesus said, "He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. Which of you convinceth me of sin? The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." Satanic suggestion of separation comes to the Christ consciousness and finds nothing in the Christ consciousness to respond to it, because one can never respond to two. Which can convince the Christ of personal sense? Something the suggestion says, because of past sins of omission or commission or some inability to meet or resist temptation, we are undeserving to experience our atonement now. Handle this satanic suggestion by knowing, I have never left heaven for earth. Heaven means the consciousness of oneness. Earth means plurality. Jesus not only acknowledged his God-being, but acknowledged the God-being of all. He said, I and my Father are one. He acknowledged the oneness of Father and Son. This is our constant atonement. Jesus never lost sight of oneness. He maintained a sense of incomparable dignity and sacredness in oneness. Just think of that purity. I and my Father are one. The consciousness that uttered these words could never belong to that which thinks in terms of personal sense. It would be blasphemous for a student to utter such words from a personal sense of self. But this same sense of truth uttered from the standpoint of the Christ reveals true being. So we have put off all personal sense and laid all on the altar of divine science, and we can say, I and my Father are one. Never make that statement to what appears to be another. Live it. Know it. Never say to someone, you and your Father are one. That is not true. It is I and the Father are one. These grand ideas uttered in this tremendous atonement were too great to be uttered by a person knowing something of divinity. No, these truths were uttered by the Christ. Remember, Christ is the activity of God. Only the Father can know the indivisibility of being. Only the Father can say, I am. Time is not a factor in the atonement. The atonement is in perfect continuity. Jesus acknowledged no ties of the flesh. Can we do less? He admonished us to call no man on earth father, mother, sister, or brother. He recognized Spirit, God, the Father of all.